Computer Talk, April 2009.
Hello everybody, this is Julia and Frank welcoming you to the April 2009 edition of Computer Talk, the quarterly magazine of the VDU Group, Visual Disablement Users Group. A bit late in starting the tape this time round, the date of recording being the 2nd of April, which is actually our 32nd wedding anniversary. And we're going out for a meal later on. One or two slightly different things on the tape this time round, which I will tell you in due course, which includes a little experiment. Unfortunately, due to lack of articles, it won't be a full tape this time round, and you'll hear a lot of waffle from me. Once again, I have a piece of sad news to impart to you. Some of you may remember Glynis Graham, who submitted one or two articles to Computer Talk some time back. Unfortunately, she was diagnosed with cancer and passed on in January of this year. So condolences to any who did actually know her. I did hear this myself on Talking Computers, which is the other computer magazine. However, we shall now continue with the April 2009 edition of Computer Talk with Mike Cassidy and the Secretary's Desk.
Hello, Julian and Frank, and everyone else for that matter. I've done the first bit already. Yes, I mentioned BrailleSense last time, and I have it on my knee here. I understand that someone has done the speech side of things, so I shan't talk about that. I'll talk about the Braille side. It's a 32-character Braille display. Good solid affair. Good firm dots. They don't disappear when you touch them. And I've just turned it on, and it's come up with my... It has a calendar on it, or a schedule finder. So it's a bit like Outlook. So I'll just clear that with spacebar Z, and it's gone. It's come up with something else now, another file, which I'll close. It comes up with the list of options that you have, the choice of programs, and it starts off with a file manager. They're pretty self-explanatory, really. You cursor down with a little button on the right. The next thing's word processor. Not a bad little word processor for a Braille note taker. I mean, it's sort of, you can load in Word documents, not Word 7 documents, but Word, yes, 07. But you can, all other documents, Word 6 and 97, I guess, that those ones, but not the DOCX ones. And text files, of course. But I'll talk a bit more about that in a moment. Next one down is Sense Navigation, which I haven't got on, so you can have it as set up as a sat-nav thing. An Address Manager, which actually I haven't used. Schedule Manager, which is what I mentioned, gives you all your dates and keeps you up with your calendar. It's got an email program. It has a media player. And it has a radio, which I haven't used, and I don't think it's that good. You have to have earphones plugged in, I think. It has a web browser, so you can go on the internet with it. It's all there to start with, all in the box. It has a Daisy player, and it has a Bluetooth facility. It has MSN Messenger, which I haven't used. It has a database manager, which I haven't yet used, and then it comes down to some utilities at the end, well, not quite at the end, then options, and then help. Not bad online help, quite useful. The utilities it has, I'll just hit the enter key and go into the utilities, has a calculator, set date and time, or check date and time. It has a wake-up call, an alarm thing, I guess I haven't used it. It has a calendar where you can just, you can write in a date and it'll tell you what day that is. No, it's not a, you know, an Outlook type calendar, that one. It has a pronunciation dictionary. I don't use the speech that much, so I haven't done anything with that. It has a stopwatch, haven't used that either. Terminal for screen reader, I haven't used it as a braille terminal yet, though I really ought to, just for interest more than anything else. You can set up the internet on this, and it gives you your network status, and just for interest we'll see what it is. Status offline, that's the wireless LAN, so we know that I'm not online at present. We can check the power status, and it says the battery is 45% charged, and it's using battery, so it's okay for a while. There's backup restore options for the schedule manager, and upgrading the Braille Sense, so you can upgrade it online. So that's the utilities. Interestingly enough, if we just go back to the word processor quickly, let's start with the file manager. You go into your file manager, and it comes up with a list of disks. And one of these is a flash disk. It's in fact internal memory of 8 gigabytes, which is superb. And it has also, well, it lists CFD, extended disk, and I've got a 64 meg compact flash card in there as well. I can also put into it a USB stick if I wish, or a secure digital card, the SD card. So plenty of facilities in that regard. It's all there. You know, it's all, you can just have these things and put them in. No, you don't have to have extra bits, which is nice. So if we look on the flash disk, which is the main sort of memory, I've got a load of folders, very similar to Windows. I'm just looking down the list here. There's Daisy. Oh yes, well, while we're at it. Database I haven't used. Downloads. What's in the downloads? Oh, well, you can. It has a few music tracks in it. So you can have the media player playing. If we just hit the button, it should do something. I have to up the volume on the media player. Not very loud, but it's not a very loud piece. It's a piece by Gabriel Fauré, the Cantique de Jaracine, which we sung at the Louis Braille service on the 21st of March. So that was fun. So the media player works, you can change the speed and all sorts of things like that, so I'll take that away. He's disappeared, and that takes us back to the file manager. If I do a backspace, it takes me back a folder. So it's very, you know, very Windows-based, really, and that's what makes it so useful. I've got a list of titles. This is a text file, so if I just enter on that, it's a list of text books. So what it's done is now opened the word processor, it's converted the text file to grade 2 text, so I can just read it. This index is organized by book title. The format is the book's title, the file name, followed by the author's sign, the author's surname. What a funny way of writing it. It's put a space between the sir and the name, and it's spelled sir, S-I-R, which is rather fun. Followed by, so if you have a female, one to make a madam name, I wonder, by a period or full stop. So it's a nice Braille translator. I think it uses the Duxbury Braille translator, or a version of it. The word processor, as I say, is a basic word processor. You wouldn't want to, or at least I wouldn't want to use it solely as a word processor. I'd have to have a PC word processor as well. And really similarly for the internet. So I've just now gone out of the word processor. This is a very rapid whiz through. Let's just see if the internet's connected. So I've just done a backspace together with the TH sign, which switches on the wireless internet. And there should be a bing bing in a minute. Hopefully. It doesn't seem to be happening. So I will close the file manager, and I will nip to the utilities and go to set up internet, and I'm just doing this by pressing the initial letter. Oh, there it is. It has come up with my internet connection. It tells me the sensitivity is low. If I spin myself round, it's connected now. It's now disconnected again. Well, there you are. So the internet in here is a wireless, using the wireless, of course. Oh, I picked up someone else's as well. Oh, it's doing all sorts of funny things. So it now shows two. It shows BT Home Hub, which isn't mine. And it's also got my sensitivity is still low, so clearly I'm not in the best place for the internet here. But if you get in the right position, it can work quite well. Again, I wouldn't want to use it as my sole internet system. Let's close that down. And let's turn off the internet. So I repeat my... And it switched it off. So, I mean, that's a quick whiz around the Braille side. As I say, and you've got some cursor routing keys as well, which any note-taker user will know, so you can just hit your routing key and it takes you, moves your cursor to that cell. It's got your standard six keys, of course, plus a space bar, plus a backspace key and an enter key, and then it's got four function keys, which you can use for various things, but you can go straight to the file manager is one of them. If you press function keys 2 and 3, it accesses the sort of Alt tab in Windows, as it were, so you can move from, I can't, that's what happens when there's nothing else open. It just beeps at you. So really, very useful. As I say, the great thing about it was, and the reason I chose it, was because everything's there. You haven't got to buy extra cards and things like that. It's all there. So there we are. I won't chunter on for too long. You could talk for hours on it, but there's not a lot of point in doing that. But at least it gives you an idea. You get it from, well, I got it from Force 10 Company. They were very helpful. It came very quickly. And it costs about, well, I think, £2,390, I think it was. Fortunately for me, access to work paid a lot of it. And my good old hospital had to put a few hundred quid towards it, I think, which they did very willingly, and it was very fortunate they did, because within a few weeks of having this, the Braille Sense, my old Braille light clapped out and just stopped and froze. I sent it back to Dave Godfrey and he said, well, you could pay 500 quid to have it repaired, but to be honest, it's not worth it because it's obsolete, and really, since you've got a Braille Sense, don't bother. So he buried it. And that was the end of my good old Braille light. Faithful old machine that it was, but this has certainly updated me and really is proving very useful. So there we are. I'll sign off there and whiz this off to Julia and Frank via the email. And then I'll talk to you again in July. My goodness, and we're whizzing through years. So have a good Easter. Take care. Any problems, you can always email me, or any thoughts, criticism, whatever you like, at mike.cassidy@ntlworld.com. Cheers for now. Bye.
And bye to Mike Cassidy there. And thanks for the little resume on the Braille side of the Braille Sense, as it were. Yes, yeah, sorry to hear about the Braille light. Frank still has his, which he used a great deal at work. And he still uses it now at home, which he does find very useful. Rather sad when you have to dispense with a piece of equipment you'd used for a long time, though. Anyway, as I said, I was doing one or two experiments. I was using my sensor to play Mike's file to you, because when I got it as a WMA file, I then turned it into an MP3 file with the help of Goldwave, and copied it onto my Sansa E200, brought it upstairs and played the file onto the tape there. this brings me nicely on to the next article, which is all about my Sansa E200. Some of you will remember that last year Frank was telling you about his iRiver 320 recorder. In June of last year, I bought from eBay for about £40 or £44 a SanDisk Sansa E200 recorder, which I said I would tell you about at some point. The reason I got it was so that I could record programs whilst we were away on holiday and leave it recording. Also, of course, it is good for listening to the radio, and if you want to listen to MP3 books or Daisy books as well. It is a 4 gig machine. So many machines are at least 4 gig or whatever these days, yet some of us remember the BBC, which only had 32K to play with. And then we had 40 megabyte hard disk, etc. And here we are using 4 gigabyte machines and also into terabytes too. Anyway, with the Sansa E200, or the E200 series as it were, you've got microphone recording, radio recording, but saying that not all Sansas do have radio, you've got to make sure it does have a radio if that's what you want to do, or you can transfer MP3 books from your computer onto the machine, just like another drive. For those who can read screens, you can have pictures, photos, videos, etc. It has a clock on it, which you need to set, as its file names are given in date format. However, you do have the option of renaming files so that you know what they are. As for the FM radio, you do need to preset your radio station. You can have up to 64 presets, which is a lot. Certainly you don't have that many on your dial, but if you do travel around and so forth, then that would be worth it. However, with the radio within the Sansa, you do get regional presets, one for Europe, one for America, and one for Canada, and I think there are others too. Also on the site, which I'll tell you about later, there are more for most of the European countries, including a few in Britain as well. This would save some people from needing to put in presets, but this can be done. However, before using one of these little portable MP3 players, you need Rockbox. Now, Rockbox is not the name of a pop group, as I thought it was at one point, but a software which you put in, which helps the machine to speak. And one does gather that even sighted users like it, because they can hear it speaking whilst doing other things. They don't need to look at the screen. However, it's not the best speech, but saying that, it is an open source software done by volunteers, and they do state that if you want to know anything, you need to read the manual and everything else possible before starting to ask questions. And of course, this includes knowing your machine number, your software number, your build number of the Rockbox. But it explains this on the site in any case, which is www.rockbox.org. Rockbox, R-O-C-K-B-O-X. Would be a good name for pop group though. However, if you're going to use one of these machines with Rockbox, it's got to be an earlier machine, that is version 1, certainly of the Sansa, and not version 3. You've got to make sure about this, because it can't be done on the later ones, although I'm not fully sure of that. I think they are beginning to be able to use Rockbox on some later models and make of these MP3 players. When I bought my machine last June, it didn't have Rockbox on, which I knew of course, so I needed to install the latest release of Rockbox. There are releases bills and daily bills, and you've got to decide which one to put on. It's better to use the release as bug fixes have been sorted and so forth. However, if you want to help the developers of the software, you could use daily bills and other bills in your machine. However, before installing Rockbox on your MP3 player, you need to get your computer to recognize it as a drive. There are instructions on the website to show you how to do it in the Blind FAQ, as it is called, and it's just a matter of pressing a few buttons on your MP3 player, and then your computer will recognize it. On my machine, it's an H drive. You can then look at the files on the player and install the Rockbox. It's just a matter of copying over the files. Although it's a little more complicated than that, because you've got to add another piece of software to work on the player, and also the English voice or any other voices which you need to work with the player. As for the Rockbox manual, you can download it as a PDF file or an HTML file, I think, that I turned it to a text file. Once having installed the Rockbox on your machine, it's no good reading its original manual, that is the manual for the player, because it doesn't have the Rockbox instructions. You're far better reading the Rockbox manual for that particular player. Because this was a totally different concept from what we had been used to in the past, I had to get John to help me when he was up, and it took us a day or so to go through the manual and the Sansa player and get to grips with it. Because Rockbox is an open source software, a lot of the menus and things don't speak, but they are improving it all the time, and in fact I got a new release which was just dated a couple of days ago, which is very useful. Okay, on to the Sansa E200 itself. It's about 2006 vintage. The size, it's about 3.5 inches long, just under 2 inches wide, and about 1/2 inch thick. Holding it flat on the bottom end of the player is a multifunction USB port. It's larger than the normal USB. You get a lead with it, of course. And this plugs into your computer for charging. However, I didn't find it very good for charging on the computer, so I ordered from 7dayshop.com, at least I think it was, a small charger which just looks like a 3-pin plug, but instead of a wire coming out of it, you put in a USB lead, and this I find very much better. And of course it's good for taking on holiday. Also, of course, you can insert the same lead into your computer via the USB port, so you can transfer files to and from the player itself. On the top of the player is really quite a large screen. Towards the bottom there is a large round wheel surrounded by 4 buttons. The top button is called the play button, the bottom one is the sub menu, and there are left and right buttons. We'll just call left arrow, right arrow. The left one often takes you out of the menu and or cancels an action. The right one often confirms an action. The left and right arrows also cycle through things, and so does the wheel, which you turn clockwise or anti-clockwise, as the case may be. Again, it cycles through things. When you press the middle of the wheel, the centre of the wheel, it also acts as a selector. There is also a little round button on the bottom left-hand corner of the player, and this is the on and off switch. It also acts to turn off the FM radio and one or two other functions as well. All of these buttons have dual actions, that is, a short and a long click. The short click just being one click, and the long click where you hold down the button for 1 second. All this will be revealed as we go through the player. on the right hand edge of the player is a little socket for a mini SD card. I haven't actually bothered with that because I've got a lot of room on the player itself. On the top edge of the player, at the right hand side, there is a 2.5mm jack for headphones. You do get the horrible earbud headphones with the player, but I use the PX100, which I find very good, and these I use with my book port as well. To the left of the jack socket, there is a little switch, which when you push it to the right, locks the player so you can't accidentally press any buttons. On the left hand edge of the player is a little button, which is the record button. Again, it has a short and long action. And as I said, on the bottom of the player is a multi-function USB socket. And of course, on the back of the player is where you can insert the battery. Right, I've inserted a lead into the player and I'm going to turn it on with a little round button. You wouldn't have heard it click, but you can through the headphones. It takes 7 seconds to power up. There's the FM radio, I'll turn it down a bit. So I'll go to the station, we've got radio 2.
I'd say that in all the towns, the officials only think about themselves.
Radio 3.
Ingrid Robinson.
Radio 4, I think.
Good morning. One or two showers this afternoon. The showers more frequent overnight out to sea with moderate or good visibility and a slight to moderate sea state increasing rough later. Next high water at Shields Bar, 4:45 this afternoon.
And that's on your new Radio Newcastle.
8 to 7 death in a canoeing accident to secure 250,000.
Classic FM News, it's midday. I'm
Classic
Jay
FM.
It
had
lessons learned from the
county not quite on the station, and that's something else.
To us live. Strings. But here's a rarity, a little gem of a waltz for flute. And, as we've come to recognise, it has that Gliere hallmark of making the instrument sing.
And that's Radio 2 again. So we'll turn the radio off with the little round button.
FM radio.
And it says FM radio. Actually, it was Radio 3 we got on to. There is a drawback with this, and I think it's a big drawback, in that there is no separate volume for the Rockbox speech and radio. I have asked about this, and they don't seem to be able to do anything about this. We are in a very good reception area, so of course it's very loud, so you have to try and turn the radio off. You can do that whilst doing settings and so forth. This does mean that if I want to turn the Rockbox speech up, I have to turn the radio on, turn it loud, then turn it off, and that brings the volume up. Of course, you can go into the volume settings as well. So anyway, we're in the top level menu now, and to show what else is there, you have to turn the wheel either clockwise or anti-clockwise. We'll just go clockwise.
Playlists.
And we've got, first of all, playlist.
Plugins.
Plugins, those are games and things which are no good to us at all.
System,
that tells you a few things about the Rockbox, we'll go into those later.
Recent bookmark,
you can bookmark. I'm not sure whether we're able to use them, I haven't really tried them yet properly.
Files. Database.
It's not really very useful to us. You can look for files either in the database or on the WPS, which is the wild plane screen, which is what we're in, sort of thing. But I don't bother with the database personally.
Resume playback,
you can press that just to play something.
Settings,
which we'll go into later on.
Recording,
which I'll show you in a minute.
FM radio.
And we're back to FM radio. Okay, we'll go back to
recording.
There are two ways of recording. You can either use the rec button on the left hand side of the player, or you can go onto recording by clicking the centre of the wheel. However, in doing this, you've got to have two actions. Anyway, I'll just press the rec button on the left of the recorder, which should bring us Yes, it does, into the recording screen. Now, I've got voice recording on. You can either have voice recording or FM. Anyway, what I have done is set it to 5 seconds before I start recording. So I'm going to press the left rec button again, just a short click, and hopefully I should be recording. And also, if you want to pause the recording, you press the play button, which is the top button. So I'll press it once, and we should be on pause. I'll press it again, and we should be off pause. And to stop recording, you press little round button on the bottom left corner, which we'll do now.
Recording.
Yes, it says recording when you've done it. So now you'll go back to play the recording under
settings, resume, database, files.
Files. You press the middle button to go into a directory or whatever.
B-O-O-K-S.
And we're into books. Now I don't want that, so I'll turn the wheel anti-clockwise.
ROOT.M3U8.
And it spares everything out, which is a nuisance, but there are ways, apparently, I haven't tried this yet, of making it state it in words.
DYNAMIC.M3U8.
That's to do with dynamic playlist, I think.
VIDEO.
That's video.
TMP.
Themes, I think.
RECORE.
Now we're in record, so I'll press the middle button again.
FM.
FM.
Empty list.
Oh, it said empty list.
FM. VOICE.
Voice.
Empty list.
Empty list. Well, on checking, I found that the recording did actually work, but that I had the player on the wrong setting, so I've set it to all types rather than just music or supported or whatever it happened to be. Now I can play you a couple of recordings made on the sensor, first from the radio and secondly from voice, which is slightly different from the one I did before. So I shall click the middle button.
RFM 090401-195452.mp3.
And that is the name of the file. When it's RFM, it's recorded from the radio. When it's FM, it's just voice. So I shall click the middle button again. Press the left rec button twice and this should now be recording. I shall press the play button to put on pause. This is a toggle. I have pressed the play button to toggle off pause and we should still be recording. To get out of recording, I shall press the bottom left hand corner button. Well, there you are. That's was recording from the radio and then from voice. Okay, we shall go to the player. Well, we're in the top menu, so we shall go into settings.
Settings.
And I shall click the middle.
Sound settings.
Which brings you into sound settings. Now I shall press the middle again, which goes into the sound settings itself.
Volume.
And the first one is volume. So we press again to go into volume.
-4 dB.
And it's on -4, which is a good volume for me in any case. Anyway, if you want to go to different volume, you turn the wheel to the right, you get
-3 to -2 dB.
And it goes into a plus.
+2 dB.
Which is louder.
-2 dB. -4 dB.
And we're back to -4. If you want to set it for minus 4, you press the right arrow. If you want to cancel or go out of that, you press the left arrow. So we'll go out of that now.
Volume.
And we'll turn the wheel one turn to the right.
Bass.
And that's bass, actually. We'll go into that.
Plus 5 decibel.
And I've got it on plus 5. We'll see what it sounds like otherwise.
Plus 6, plus 8, plus 9, plus 10, plus 11, plus 12 decibel. Plus 13 decibel.
And we'll go back.
Plus 6 decibel. Plus 5
plus
decibel.
Plus 5. Cancel that again.
Bass. Treble.
Then treble.
Plus 15 decibel.
We'll see what it's like further on. Turn the wheel.
Plus treble. Balance. Treble.
I'll press the wrong
plus
one.
Plus 22 decibel.
And if we turn the wheel backwards.
Plus 12 decibel.
We're saying you.
Plus 7 decibel.
It says when you stop what it is.
Plus 4 decibel.
And it's going. Rather muffled now, so we'll go
plus 14 decibel,
back
plus
to 15,
cancel, treble.
It says cancel, but I know it's on 15 or what I want.
Balance.
Balance.
0%.
Well, it wants to be on 0. If you turn it, the wheel backwards or forward, it goes into the left or right ear, so we'll cancel that.
Balance. Channel configuration.
Channel configuration.
Stereo. Mono.
Stereo, mono.
Custom.
Custom, you can set it.
Mono left, mono right.
Oh, mono left, mono right.
Karaoke.
Stereo 2.
Stereo.
Different types of stereo, anyway, we'll leave it
channel
on that.
Channel configuration. Stereo width.
Then we've got stereo width.
150%.
Well, I've got it on 150%. It just means that the stereo is wider or narrower. According to your preference.
Stereo width. Crossfeed.
Crossfeed or crossfade is to do with what it sounds like if you like the sound from a speaker and you try and emulate it through the headphones instead. I haven't bothered with that myself.
Equalizer.
Equalizer, that is graphic equalizers and so forth. I haven't actually played with those. So we'll see what's in there.
Enable equalizer.
Enable equalizer.
Graphical equalizer.
Graphical equalizer. It's really a glorified volume control.
Pre-cut.
I don't actually know what that is. Turn the wheel again.
Simple equalizer settings.
Simple equalizer settings. We'll have a look into that. Press the middle of the wheel.
60 Hz band gain. 200 Hz band gain. 60 Hz band gain.
Different span gain, 60 Hz there.
12,000 Hz band gain.
12,000 Hz. Well, we'll just leave it as it is. Go out of there.
Simple equalizer settings. Advanced equalizer settings.
Advanced equalizer settings. Press the middle again. Select.
Low shelf filter.
Not quite sure what that is.
Peak filter. One.
Deep filter.
Low shelf filter.
Something else filter.
High shelf filter.
High shelf filter. Oh, it's the shelf filter.
Peak filter 3.
It's all different equalizers
advanced
there.
Advanced equalizer set. Save equalizer preset.
Save preset.
Browse equalizer presets.
Browse equalizer presets. We'll click into that.
ACOUSTIC.CFG.
That's one.
BASS.CFG.
A bass.
CLASSICAL.CFG.
That's classic config.
DEFAULT.CFG.
Default config.
DISCO.CFG.
Disco config.
ELECTRONIC.CFG.
Electronic config.
HIP-HOP.CFG.
I think that's meant to be high.
JAZZ.CFG.
Chat, I think.
LOUNGE.CFG.
Lounge config.
POP.CFG.
Another one.
RB.CFG.
RE, I think.
ROCK.CFG.
Rock. Well, that would be gettable at anyway. Cancel that.
Browse equalizer presets. Enable equalizer.
And we're back to enable equalizer. So we'll cancel that.
Equalizer.
See what the next menu is. Turn the wheel.
Dithering.
Dithering. We won't go into that. It's, again, to do with the types of listening and so forth.
Volume.
Volume. We're back to volume again.
Sound settings.
And we've cancelled into sound settings. turn the wheel right again.
Playback settings.
And we're going to playback settings. Select and see what we get.
Shuffle.
Shuffle, and I'd set it to...
No.
No.
Shuffle. Repeat.
I'd turn the wheel once right again. Select.
Off.
I'd
repeat.
Put that off.
Play selected file first.
Play selected file first. Select.
No.
No.
Play selected
Cancel.
File first.
Turn right again.
Fast forward and rewind.
Fast forward, rewind.
Minimum step.
Minimum step. I've set it to. It's got another setting if I turn the wheel, I think.
Acceleration.
Acceleration. Let's select.
Normal.
Normal. What are other settings?
Slow.
Slow.
Very slow.
Very slow.
Very fast.
Very fast.
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 Normal.
Back to normal again. Cancel.
Acceleration.
Cancel that again.
Fast forward and rewind.
Next, turn the wheel.
Fade on, stop and pause.
Fade on, stop and pause. Let's select.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Fade on, stop
Cancel.
And pause. Party mode.
Party mode.
No.
No.
Party mode.
Yes, going back to fade on, stop and pause, it just means that when you pause, it fades slowly, and when you start again, it just fades in rather than jumps in. Anyway, next thing.
Crossfade.
Crossfade. We'll see what that says.
Enable crossfade.
That's enable.
Crossfade. Replay gun.
Not sure what that sounds like, deflating.
Enable replay gun.
Enable reflating.
Replay gun. Beep volume.
Beep volume. Sometimes when you press a key, it beeps and you can change the volume of the beep.
Strong.
Strong.
Moderate.
Moderate.
Weak.
Or weak.
Moderate.
We'll have it on moderate.
Beep volume. Auto change directory.
Auto change directory.
Last.fm log.
There is a website called Last.fm and it's to do with music files, etc.
Core sheet support.
I think that is to do with Q sheet, which is no good to us.
Skip length.
Skip length.
5 seconds.
5 seconds. I think it's to do with skipping through files and so forth, and you can change the skip length, as it were.
Skip length. Shuffle.
Shuffle, and we're back to shuffle again. Cancel out of that.
Playback settings. General settings.
Now we've got general settings, so we'll click into that.
Playlists.
Playlist, we'll go into that.
Recursively insert directories.
Recursively insert directories. It's to do with how files are sorted in directories, so we won't go into that.
Warn when erasing dynamic playlist.
That's another thing to do with playlists.
Recursively insert directories.
And we're back to that. Cancel
playlists.
Out of there.
File view.
File view, we'll go into that.
Sort case sensitive.
Sort case sensitive.
Sort directories.
Sort directories.
Sort files.
Sort files.
Show files.
Show files. We're going to that.
All.
Now I'll set it for all, it says.
Supported.
Supported.
Music.
Music.
Playlists.
Playlists.
All.
And back to all again. So I think I'll go to...
Supported.
Supported. So I shall press the right arrow.
Show files.
Show files. It puts you back to that.
Show file name extensions.
Show file name extensions. I'll go into that.
Only when viewing all types.
Only when viewing all types.
Off.
Off.
On.
What's that?
Off. On.
On. I think we'll have it on for now anyway. So, right arrow.
Show file name extensions.
Next.
Follow playlist.
Follow playlist. Not quite sure what that means.
Show path.
Show path, if you want that, I don't think we do.
Sort case sensitive.
And we're back to sort case sensitive, cancel out of that.
File view.
Back, turn the wheel right again.
Database.
Database. Select.
Load to RAM.
Load RAM, I think.
Auto update.
Auto update.
Initialize now.
Initialize now.
Update now.
Update now. It's all to do with updating it and all that sort of thing. We just turn the wheel and show you what else there is.
Gather runtime data. Export modifications. Import modifications. Load to RAM.
And we're back to load to RAM again. Cancel
Database.
Out of that.
Display.
Display. Now that's all to do with how the screen is displayed, so we won't go into that.
System,
we'll go into that.
Start screen.
Now, in this, I saw select
FM radio.
It's when you turn the player on, you can make it go into one mode or another, and I have it to come onto the radio because I know it'll always work. But I'll show you what else there is by turning the wheel.
Recent bookmarks. Previous screen. Main menu.
Files.
Database.
Resume playback.
Settings.
Recording.
FM radio.
I'm back to FM radio. I don't know why you'd want it to record straight away, but you might just.
Start screen.
Cancel out of there. Next setting, turn the wheel.
Disk. Directory cache.
I've got it set for that. It's so you can use the machine faster.
Directory cache.
And it's only got that in.
Disk. Idle power off.
The rest I don't think we need know about. Cancel that.
System.
To the right again.
Bookmarking. Bookmark on stop,
I think it is.
Load last bookmark. Maintain a list of recent bookmarks. Bookmark on stop,
once again. Cancel.
Bookmarking. Language.
I won't go into that.
Voice.
And that's to do with voice menus. We'll go into that.
Voice menus.
Click again.
Yes.
So cancel
voice
that.
Voice menus. Voice directories.
Spell. You've got other options as well.
Off. Numbers.
Which just tells you the numbers rather than what the directory is.
Spell.
And we're back to spell again. We'll have to leave it there for now, as we are coming towards the end of side one of the April 2009 Computer Talk. So we shall play on to the other side with Golden Van.
Thank you.